You have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Revelations chapter 6. Revelations chapter 6. I'm going to be preaching this morning on the sound of approaching hoofbeats. Revelations chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. You can find it if you'd stand for the reading of God's Word, reverence to the Lord and His precious, precious Word. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 1 of chapter 6 of the book of Revelations, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Somebody say, come and see.
Come and see.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquer. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Somebody say, come and see.
Come and see.
When they went out, another horse that was red, power was given unto him to sit thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. Somebody say, come and see.
See.
And beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances, or scales, in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And thou shalt not hurt the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast say,
come and see.
Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him was Death, and hell followed him. The power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Note that, over a fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I hope and pray that you're praying and you understand that we are living in the last hour of the day, of this dispensation. Those of us who have been eagerly awaiting Jesus Christ's return, you probably have not expected to see so many signs of the coming kingdom of the Antichrist.
Come on, come on.
We're fixing to go home.
Amen.
To be with Jesus Christ. We never anticipated seeing so much wickedness and demonic deception in our world before the rapture would take place. And not only that, I really figured that the Lord would severely have judged America long before now. So one might ask, why do I believe that Jesus Christ will so soon appear to take us all home? Why am I so convinced that we are so literally in that time frame when Jesus will return for His church, His blood-bought church? Can I tell you this morning, church, as I bring to you the Word of God the next few minutes, I believe that the world is so close to fulfilling of the Scriptures found in Revelation chapter 6. And I believe that the Scriptures assure us that we will be with Christ in heaven before the horsemen of chapter 6 begin to take their deadly trip across planet Earth. I believe that. I believe that. But you must understand, we're seeing the signs as things are getting set up now. And as things are so closely set up now, and if we believe that Jesus Christ is coming back before the four horsemen step on the world scene, then how close are we to His coming? Does somebody hear me this morning? Jesus said, I am not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And I've got to repeat that again. If we believe that Jesus Christ will come before the four horsemen of the apocalypse take their their seat or take their place or begin to ride through the world's through the world, how close are we? And I believe with all my heart that we're going to, the rapture of the church is taking place before we get out of here. But we're seeing some things happen. And if that is the case, how close? How close? In 1983, Billy Graham penned these words. I have heard the distant sounds of the hoofbeats. I have seen evil riders on the horizon of our lives. He went on to say, I am still an evangelist whose one goal is to proclaim new life in Christ. But there is a serious trouble ahead for our world. There is serious trouble ahead for our world. Billy Graham penned these words. For all of us who live in it, and in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, there is both a warning and wisdom for those troubled days ahead. If Billy Graham could see this and sense this all the way back in 1983, how much more and how much closer are we to Jesus Christ coming and Him appearing in the clouds of glory to take His church home? So with that being said, what sounds do we hear today that point us to the nearness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His return? What is it that we sense? What is it that we hear? What is it that we see? That the opening of the judgment of Revelation chapter 6 is oh so close. So I'd like to expound on those things for you today to help you to understand that now is the time that we get ready. Now is the time that we make plans to get out of here. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, He's coming soon, and He's not going to tarry. He's coming much longer. I believe that with all of my heart. So with all the clamor and all the unrest and the new world order on our doorstep, what is it that we see? Repeating Revelation chapter 6, 1 and 2. And when I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see. I believe that not only that one beast there in heaven was saying, come and see, but I believe that revelation is for you and I today, that we need to come and see what's happening in our world today. And he said, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquer. Yeah. Is anybody with me today? Yeah. Is anybody sleeping? Say amen. Thank you. Along with many other folks, I believe with all of my heart that these verses referring to the Antichrist that will bring about the world together under his rule. As we look, we do not see arrows, but only a bow in his hand. And the absence of the arrow in the bow points to the absence of force. Yet we understand, and through the other scriptures, we are impressed that there is such a great arsenal of weaponry during his campaign as he goes about the world to win and to gain rulership over the world. There is such chaos and there is such misery in our world today. Seems that nobody can agree. It seems that nobody can get along. Seems like that everybody is against everything. And it seems like that we can't find an answer to any of the world's problems. All it would take would be a snap of a finger to somebody step on the scene with the power. Say, I've got the answer. I know what to do. And we can bring all this together. All you got to do is take my mark in your hand and you can get all the bread that you want. All you have to do is take a mark in your hand and you can get all the fuel that you want for your vehicles and go wherever you want to go. But I'm here to tell you, church, that the signs are everywhere around about us. And the noise is so deafening that even a deaf man could hear what is happening in our world today. But I'm tell you in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, tells me that the rapture, and I've already alluded to this, the rapture will happen before the man of lawlessness or the Antichrist will make his scene and make his presence known in this world. But beyond a shadow of a doubt, we already see the forming of this coming new world order. And through the United Nations and through the World Economic Forum, without firing a shot, they have gained the alliance of most of the world leaders for their Marxist plan to enslave the people of this world. So I tell you, be not deceived. Don't be deceived. If you haven't been sleeping, the globalists no longer hide their intentions. President Biden recently assured his alliance to the New World Order. Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, recently asked 2,600 delegates to his annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, listen closely, to work aggressively to bring about the communistic and totalitarian agenda evoked by him as well as those that attended that meeting. Mr. Schwab opened that meeting by saying the future is not just happening, the future is being built by us, by this powerful community, as you are here in this room. In other words, the globalists believe that they have the means to reshape the world according to their agenda. Let me repeat that again. Mr. Schwab and his groupies, believe that they have the means and the power to reshape the world according to their agenda. And by their influence, they plan and have, in many instances, gained over the global leaders of our world today. So I ask you a question at the close of the first horseman. With this little bit of information, we should see clearly and hear the sounds definitely of the first horseman getting ready to ride. Come on, church. We're fixing to get out of here. Wouldn't it be great? I said, wouldn't it be great? Before Brother Don gets settled in, we meet him there. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of you act like you're way too tied to this world to think about leaving. I said, some of you act like you're way too tied to this world to think about leaving. And I'm here to tell you, we better get ready to fly. So the second thing, the first thing that I brought to you, your attention, was the clamor and unrest as a new world order takes its stage, and they're not being bashful about pushing that agenda down our throat. Second thing is that the sword of nuclear war is being rattled around the globe. The sword of a nuclear war is being rattled around the world. Verses 3 and 4. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red. Somebody say he was red. And the power was given unto him to set thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Some of us are old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early, or excuse me, the early 1960s. How many remembers the Cuban crisis vaguely? I remember the remnants after that, after I got into school. While a lot of us At the time, we sensed a fear, a grip, as it gripped us, especially when we got to school and we had to go through all the drills and hiding under our desk. How many of y'all remember hiding under your desk? That was going to do a lot of good with a nuclear bomb. But I cannot help but believe that the threat of a nuclear attack is far greater today than it was then. Listen to me, church. This is not a fairy story. I didn't come today to scare you. I come to encourage you, to tell you we're fixing to get out of here. I said, we're fixing to get out of here. I cannot help but believe that the threat of nuclear war is more, far greater a threat today than it was then. Yet the mainstream media is trying to divert our attention away from the current present danger, the current present dangers. They're trying to permeate the airwaves with matters such as Pride Month, the January 6th hearing, Juneteenth, whatever, and all the other stuff is far more or less of importance. They're still trying to prosecute Trump when the rest of them are running lawlessness across our country in Washington, D.C. Just threw that in there and didn't even have that in my notes. Anyone who has any perception whatsoever and is truly awake clearly can see the looming threats that is coming against our world peace. Are you ready? Russia repeatedly warns the West and the United States specifically of nuclear attack. And if they keep supporting Ukraine, they will send a nuclear warhead. However, the Biden administration seems to be doing all that he can to provoke Biden into just such an attack by increasing the flow of weapons to Ukraine. Amen. If any of that makes sense to anybody, Iran is on the brink of developing its first nuclear weapon, and many believe if they succeed, Israel will be the first to attack them. China appears determined on attacking Taiwan and is threatening an all-out war against anyone who interferes. And as President Biden says, he will defend Taiwan, which means we will be in war with China. North Korea has stepped up its testing and its missiles testing during the past year, and is flirting with the idea as they demonstrate their reasons of why they feel like they have the capacity to hit North America with a nuclear bomb. Church, when we put all these threats together, the words of Revelation chapter 6, verse number 8 tells us that war will play a great part in killing a fourth part of the world's population. And it seems likely that perhaps one or more of these threats could happen at any time. Again, I'm not here to scare you. It's only our shortcut to glory. We're just fixing to get out of here. We're just fixing to change locations. Hello? I want to tell you right now that if that happens and you don't make it, you're welcome to my house, my home, and my car, even my Toyota truck. You can have it. Any takers? Good. Some of you totally have lost your sense of humor this morning. I think your mind has been attacked with a nuclear bomb and you're out of here. I come to encourage you. We're fixing to leave this world. Do not all these facts, church, ask the question regarding the nearness of the rapture of the church that we have talked about all these years? Amen. Could not all these weapons that I talked to you that are rattling across the world from Russia, China, North Korea, be a sound of the second horseman getting ready to ride? I perceive it can be. Number three, in our world and our society today, there is a prediction of an economic devastating disaster by the end of this year. There are predictions of an economic disaster by the end of the year of 2022. Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, it says, "When they opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And beheld, I, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand," or a pair of scales in his hand. Verse number 6, this is why. "And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" If you think that this world is not on the brink of the conditions described in these two verses that I just read, you're not paying attention, because we are frightfully close. In the United States, in our United States of America, they report the inflation rate as of in May of 8.6. To most of us, that doesn't mean a whole lot till you go to the grocery store and buy groceries, or you go to the gas pumps and buy gas. It is the highest in the last 40 years. Last year, it was only 5%. Today, it's 8.6. And for most people, the cost of living has accelerated a lot faster than the inflation rate. President Biden recently assured us that this high rate of inflation in the United States will continue for the foreseeable future. And there are way too many voices warning us of a devastating world food shortage by the end of 2022. And there are way far too many sources around the world that is for us to ignore the warnings. Are you ready for a few things that have been told? Listen, if I could grab you by the shoulders and shake you and help you to understand that these things must come to pass, and they are happening, and they're coming closer and closer and closer for those four horsemen of the apocalypse to take the world stage. And before that happens, we're getting out of here. You say, "Well, I've heard that on TV, and I've seen movies about the apocalypse and about the four horsemen." That's the world trying to get us used to those things that are not really going to happen, but these things are really going to happen.
Yeah.
The world is trying its best to desensitize you. So that you'll be lost and go to a devil's hell, and these things will catch you all aware, and you'll just gobble them up with everything within you. You'll take the mark of the beast and just think it's normal. But I'm here to tell you today, the Bible warns us. And we're being warned. Go get food, CEO Bob, can't pronounce his last name, recently told Fox News that the world is on the brink of a food crisis. He said, "We are at a tall and very steep cliff of a global food crisis," he told one of the anchors there on Fox News. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon recently warned about a coming economic hurricane, is the words he used. And he also added in this comment, "It is a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. Everyone thinks the feds can handle it. But the hurricane is right out there. Just down the road. And it's coming our way." It's totally amazing to me. No matter when they have, and go ahead and laugh at my saying the word hurricane, because it baffles me sometimes. It's a hurricane or a hemican or whatever it is. You know, nowadays they got hemicans, because they can't name them all girls, they name them boys too. Hello? You want me to tell you something that's really crazy? And this ain't in my notes. We have to distinguish the gender of a hurricane, but we can't distinguish a gender of men and boys and girls.
Amen.
Wow. Dr. Brother Steve, I could have had a V8 over that. I mean, what in the world? What, is this people in this world crazy, or am I just crazy?
You're crazy.
I'm crazy enough to know what this Bible says, and I'm getting out of here.
Hallelujah. There is a Jesus. Come on.
But Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, said the hairpin is right out there. Oh, I got sidetracked. Isn't it amazing when one of those things, and they can categorize it all right up there to the top four, whatever it is, and there's still people that refuse to leave their homes.
Yeah.
It's in the direct path. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching good this morning, even though I ain't turning red in the face yet. Okay? I'm preaching good. There's people. We're just going to ride it out. Yeah? And usually they find them about 5 miles upstream. We can't afford to ride this out. We've got to be wise. We've got to understand. We've got to look to Christ. We've got to ask Him for strength. He told us that we need to pray that we escape these things that are coming upon the earth. So typical of the church world today. People are telling us everywhere that these things are coming, and yet we stay in the same state. We're not going to leave our house. We're not going to change our mind. But it's happening. It's out there, just down the road. It's coming our way. We don't know if it's the Jamie Dimon said we don't know if it's a minor one or a superstorm like Sandy or Andrew. But this is what he did say: you better brace yourself. Did you know the Rockefeller Foundation, the president, Rabjaya, described what is soon to unfold is a massive, immediate food crisis that will strike the entire world, leaving our country untouched. I've heard several people saying, well, I went to the store to get this and they was out. I went to the store to get that and they was out. Most of us, I mean, we can see these things coming. The horseman's not riding yet, but we can hear his footprints. His hoofprints coming. Are you with me? Many of us have lost count of the many food processing plants that have gone up in flames in the last several months. What's that all about? And you can rest assured. Are you ready? You can rest assured if they are so heartless enough to create a baby formula shortage, they will literally laugh in your face when you can't find a loaf of bread on the shelf. Church, we must wake up, for the hoofbeats of the black horse is swiftly approaching. Swiftly approaching. Number four, the unheeded warning of the global Holocaust. Revelations chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. No doubt the result of these approaching horses will be a death count higher than anything the world has ever seen since the flood of Genesis chapter 6. Right now, a fourth part of the world's population, which would be around 2 billion people, and that would be just the beginning of the tribulation woes. Can you imagine 2 billion people being killed in almost an instant of time? A nuclear conflict could possibly kill hundreds of millions. And without a doubt, these threats loom at the distinct possibility in the near future. If not tomorrow, when? It's also easy to see how the coming food crisis would also kill a vast number of people. Africa would likely suffer the most at first, but the imminent food crisis expands, and Western nations would soon see the death toll skyrocket. Not only from the food shortage, but people killing each other to get food. Can I tell you that those pushing for the U.S. Green New Deal and the UN Agenda 2030 warn that we will feel the pain of the world's transitioning away from fossil fuel, because most certainly will include massive starvation of the green energy, will not meet the needs of the world's population, not even close. Brother Will, give me some facts and figures on the abortion and that kind of thing concerning June 24th, and I haven't had time to read it, but I may share it with you this evening. But as the number of the worldwide abortions, 1.7 million since 1980, it's possible that the death toll during the sealed judgments of Revelation 6 will equal the number of the abortions in our modern era. Thank God that the Supreme Court, after all these years, have finally come to their senses and overruled Roe versus Wade. And I hope that you will take this clip and send it to Pelosi. And we thank President Trump for setting the stage in this.
Amen.
While the multitudes are outraged over the Supreme Court's decision and have vowed to rebel against it, and have given them another reason and cause to riot and create havoc in our streets and in our court systems, you can rest assured they're going to blame the church.
They already are.
When one adds the number of abortions since 1980, and you take that with all those that leave in the rapture of the church, the sealed judgments of death may be remarkably close and far surpass the abortion number since that time. I want to be among the missing.
Amen.
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 Can I tell you, in all of this, our God is sovereign. As we look over the scriptures of Revelation chapter 6, it would seem that man had caused all this devastation and the four seals that were broken. But we must remember again that our God is sovereign over all the affairs of men. It's the Lord who opened the seal and allowed the destruction that followed horsemen and the rider. But I want you to know that throughout the ages of time, He has warned us and warned us and warned us and warned us to get ready to accept His salvation. Several of the Old Testament prophets warned of His coming judgment under the heading of the Day of the Lord. The book of Revelation adds the details of what God has warned about down through the centuries. They will come as a time, in the words of Psalms chapter 75, verse 8, and it tells it like this: For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and He poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof, and all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. He's saying God's judgment is at the door. God's judgment is at the door.
Amen.
Can I tell you today that the trumpet sound is even oh so close?
Amen.
It is even oh so close. You remember when you was a kid, some of you can't remember back that far, but some of you can. When you remember when you was a kid, you played a game called hide and seek. Anybody remembers that? And after you had counted down and peeked around the tree that you were supposed to be hiding your eyes from, there was a phrase that rang out. How many remembers what it was? Ready or not, here I come. I just felt something coming down from glory. Ready or not, here I come. While there are many signs telling us that Jesus is appearing, even so close. With the event that are currently happening in our world makes me wonder even more so about the four writers of Revelation chapter 6 and how soon will they take their place on the world scene. And surely it's only God's amazing patience that has kept the horsemen of Revelation chapter 6 in their stalls during these last four decades since Billy Graham himself wrote the words of the approaching hoofbeats. How much longer will the Lord delay His coming? Will the rapture happen in my lifetime? None of us know for sure when that trumpet will sound. But given the nearness of the coming of tribulation, I can believe, seeing all these signs, that it's valid and very reasonable to hope and believe that He will return in my lifetime. In my lifetime. Chris, would you all come to the piano? Can I tell you that even though my hearing has diminished with my age, it has not kept me from hearing the certain sounds of the approaching hoofbeats on the pavement of time. But I'm telling you for sure what I long for and anticipate to hear next is the sound of the trumpets. As I await for my departure from this evil place to a perfect place that Jesus Christ has prepared for me. Somebody listen. Come and see. Somebody listen to the Spirit of God. Perfect place. As I have waited at the airport to hear my flight number called, and that I take my rightful position and I move toward the boarding plank, I'm here to tell you today that our flight's fixing to be called. That our flight's fixing to be called. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. As we prepare to board, He's coming for those that long for Him and are looking for Him. Say, well, Pastor, how do you know it's that close? I'm glad you asked. For my Bible tells me in Luke chapter 21, verse 28, and when you see all these things begin to come to pass. Did you hear in the church? This is what the Word said. And when you see all these things, and in the last 30, 40 minutes, I have told you a bunch of these things. When you see all these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head for your redemption. Draweth nigh. Would you stand with me all over the building today?